Chapter 24. Breaking up is hard to do, but it's easier with a few choice spells. Miri immediately whisks me back home. Raph and I are broken up. Raph and I are broken up. My father hates me, and Raph and I have broken up. And to add salt to my wound, when I listen to my messages, there are three from Raph from before. The first two are him telling me he's going to the concert and asking me if I can come back into the city to go too. Justin had two extra last-minute tickets. The last one is Raph at the concert. It's a full minute of 16 Shades of Love, because Raph knows it's one of my favorite songs. Miri and I climb into my mom's bed, and I sob until I am empty of tears. I can't believe I just broke up with the sweetest guy in the world. I can't believe I'm never going to kiss Raph again. 131 kisses. That's how many we've had. That's all we'll ever have. Yes, I kept count. What, you thought I came up with the whole formula for calculating kiss amounts and I wasn't going to try to prove it right? Please. But I had to break up with him. What other choice did I have? My mom says. You guys have certainly cleaned me out of Kleenex this weekend. I start laughing and crying at the same time.
I'm hungry, Miri says. If I make popcorn, will you have some?
Yes, my mom and I say. I turn to my mom and sniff.
Do you think I made a mistake?
She pats my head.
I think not wanting to be in a relationship based on lies is a very mature decision. I think you could have told him the truth, but I know that's not an easy thing to do, especially after your father's reaction.
My eyes tear up again.
You were right to begin with. You would have been better off marrying Jefferson Tyler.
She hugs me.
Then I wouldn't have had you guys.
Miri returns to the room with our white popcorn bowl, the one that also doubles as a cauldron.
Don't worry. You practically have a new boyfriend already. A warlock boyfriend. Adam already my witch booked me.
My life is falling apart and you checked my witch book?
She pops a kernel into her mouth.
I just peeked. Don't you want to know what he said?
No, I say quickly. Okay, maybe.
He asked me if you and Raph broke up.
Don't tell him. I don't want everyone to know already.
If everyone knows, then it must be true.
I didn't say anything to him, I swear. I told you, I just peeked.
She licks the salt off her fingers.
Do you want me to write him back?
No.
Yes. Is that what I want? Adam to be my new boyfriend? I know I like him as a friend, but do I like him like that? The thought of being with someone else, anyone else, even someone as cute as Adam, just makes me feel blah. I fall asleep with a hole in my heart, dreaming of Raph. I mope around most of Sunday. I alternate between lying face down on my bed and lying face down on the couch. At least in the living room I can listen to, and watch with the one eye not smushed into the pillow, the TV. The Travel Channel is running an all-day marathon of The World's Bests. By 4 o'clock I've seen The World's Best Hotels, The World's Best Bathrooms. Yes, people actually rank bathrooms. It must have been a witch, because who else zaps herself into so many of them? The World's Best Restaurants and The World's Best Beaches. The World's Best Beach is in Greece, in case you're interested. At 5, Miri tells me we're going out. I lift my head up from the couch.
To where? Greece?
No, Losatia.
But it's Sunday, I say.
It's a community center. It's open. Karen and Viv are there studying and hanging out.
I sigh. I don't feel like it.
Just for an hour. That's an order.
I stand up. When did you get so bossy? We use the go spell and get zapped into the bathroom. Miri takes the opportunity to pee, and I study my reflection. My eyes are puffy. Do I care? Not really. I feel the tears well up again, and I splash water on my face. I'm going to be fine. Absolutely fine. I did what I had to do. My cell phone vibrates. Raph? I glance at the name.
Adam. I pick up. Hello? What's going on, friend? He asks.
I let out a low laugh. Not much.
You left last night in a bit of a hurry.
No kidding.
Wanna talk about it?
I look away from the mirror. Not so much. Hey, how did you get my number? I don't remember giving it to you.
I'm a warlock. I can get anything, he says. So where are you now? At home?
Actually, I'm at Lozatia.
Seriously? Me too. I'm in the game room. Viv and Karen just left me to practice their candle spells. Come be my pool partner.
Where is the game room? How many rooms does this place have?
Make a left after the calf, and then walk until you see a red door. Knock 3 times and say, Balio.
Okay, we'll be there in 2.
Hopefully, if I find it.
I hang up as Miri flushes and then joins me in front of the mirror. I wag my finger disapprovingly. You did not tell me Adam was here. She feigns innocence.
I didn't? Fine, you got me. Viv may have mentioned he was here studying, or pretending to study.
He is cute, and sweet, and funny, and a warlock. Could I like him as more than a friend? Miri goes to find the girls, and I search for, and then find, the game room.
Welcome, Adam says.
I look around. Ping pong, foosball, checkers, Monopoly. Adam, looking kind of cute, racking up a pool table. I clear my throat and say,
these games seem kind of ordinary. What did you expect?
Adam asks.
Quidditch?
I force myself to laugh. You'd think witches would have some sort of magical sport. His eyes crinkle.
Want to race brooms?
I lean against the table.
Brooms are so last year.
Chicken?
The word chicken makes me think of General Tsao Chicken, which makes me think of Raph, and my heart stops. Great. Now I'll never be able to eat my favorite dish ever again.
No, I say. Definitely not.
I push the thought of Raph away and pick up a pool cue. What would you want to race for? Broom ownership?
Ha! How about these terms? If I win...
He pauses. If you win what? The race or the game of pool?
Either, he says. If I win either one, you be my date for my Simsorta next weekend.
I almost drop my cue. Oh, but...
Don't but me. Just as a friend. I promise I won't try to make out with you again. Unless you want me to.
He gives me an exaggerated wink.
But honestly, my parents keep bugging me about why I'm not bringing a date. And if I don't bring somebody, I'm going to have to dance with my mom for the first dance. You can't make me do that. Please, save me.
He looks up at me.
Unless your boyfriend doesn't want you to.
I shake my head. Guess Mary really didn't tell him. Raff and I broke up. He cocks his head.
I wondered what was up last night.
He raises an eyebrow.
How are you?
Must not cry. Must not cry. I force myself to shrug. I'm fine. It was the right decision.
I think. I hope.
It's too hard to be with someone I can't be honest with, you know?
Yeah,
he says.
I do.
For a second, neither of us speaks. We hear laughter from outside.
So, does that mean you'll be my date? As a friend?
He gives me a hopeful smile. I have an idea. I'll tell you what. Forget the race and the pool game. Let's make a deal. I'll be your friend date this week.
Deal.
If next week, you'll be mine. He smiles.
Now those are my kind of terms.
I don't see Raff all day on Monday.
Some would call it luck, but I would call it the avoiding spell, which I found on page 376 of the spellbook. It casts an orange hue 50 feet around him that only I can see. Best way to keep tabs on an ex ever. Or someone you're stalking. Not that I'm advocating stalking, because everyone knows that's bad. But no matter what it's used for, I'm going to have to find out which witch made that one up and give her some serious kudos.
I tell Tammy the breakup news that morning in homeroom.
But I don't understand,
Tammy cries after her jaw literally hit the desk in shock. Fine, not literally, but her mouth really did fall open at the news.
How could you break up? You guys were crazy about each other.
Now what am I supposed to say? Because I'm a witch and he isn't? Because it'll never work? We were just in different places, I say.
What are you talking about? What different places? You two are in the same place, here.
It's complicated, I say, my head starting to pound.
This isn't about the fashion show, is it?
She asks, forehead wrinkled in confusion. No, it's just... What am I supposed to tell her? I can give her the same untrue explanation that I gave Raff, that it's because of Adam. But Tammy would wonder why I've never mentioned Adam. She'd ask how I met this Adam. She'd want to meet this Adam. You know what? I don't really want to talk about it. I feel her eyes boring into me.
But I'm your best friend. You have to talk about it.
Tammy, I can't. My throat closes up.
There are so many things I wish I could tell her. About Raff, about the Sam, about Adam, about my dad. My dad, who we still haven't heard from. 2 days and no phone call. Tammy would understand. Her parents are divorced, too, and she would know just what to say. She always does. But how can I trust her? Sure, she's my best friend today, but what about tomorrow? She broke up with Bosch. What's stopping her from breaking up with me? What if I had confided in Jewel? She might have told the whole school by now. I can't tell Tammy. I just can't. The tears threaten to spill onto my cheeks, so I turn away from her to wipe them. I feel her arms around my back, hugging me.
I'm so sorry. You talk to me whenever you're ready to. I'm always here for you. You got it? Always.
I nod and blink my tears away. My cell phone rings in the middle of lunch. Excuse me, I say, when I see Adam's number on the caller ID. I hurry over to the window and away from my curious friends before answering it. Hello? I'll tell them it was Miri calling with some sister emergency.
Hey,
What are you doing? Adam asks. What do you think I'm doing? I say.
I'm in school. I'm about to have mac and cheese.
My eyes did tear up at the sight of the mustard, but then I said to myself, mustard? What kind of crazy person puts mustard on mac and cheese? Seriously.
Yum. It's meatball day over here. Trade you?
What's up? I ask.
Promise not to laugh when I ask you this,
he says. I can't make promises like that. What if what you tell me is really funny?
It kind of is.
Lay it on me.
How would you feel about taking a dance lesson from my sim?
Laugh? More like groan. Seriously?
Do you care? It would just be 1 hour tomorrow night. Does that idea make you miserable?
Is this because I told you the fashion show story? You're worried I'm going to make a complete fool of you?
No, he says quickly. That's not it at all. I swear. I'm the one who can't dance. And I just thought it might be fun.
Yeah, right. I spot Melissa and Jewel in the lunch line and think of the fashion show. We're not going to have to do a routine, are we?
No routine. Maybe learn the waltz or the cirque.
What exactly is the cirque?
The witch dance that you will be learning tomorrow at 5 Lozatia time?
I sigh. Cirque schmurky. This date thing is sounding like a lot of worky. It's the next day, and we've been practicing the dance for 3 hours. We're in yet another one of Lozatia's secret rooms. This place is like a labyrinth. I would not want to be here by myself at night. I would never find my way out. Anyway, we've been practicing this cirque for the last hour and a half. It involves a few dips, a couple of turns, and a whole bunch of coordinated steps. Matilda, the woman who tested my magic, is also the dance teacher. She zapped me into heels, a leotard, and a matching skirt when I got here, not approving of my school uniform of jeans and sneakers. I reached for my heart necklace straight away to make sure it was still there, but then I remembered I had replaced it with the broom charm from Wendy. Yeah, it was a pretty sad thing to do. At least Wendy was happy to see me finally wearing it. Raff didn't see the switch, since the avoiding spell is still in full use. It's pure genius. I could avoid him all day. I could avoid him all year if I wanted. What I could not avoid was the buzzing about the breakup. I overheard my girlfriends asking Tammy for details and her telling them it was none of their business. I saw the glint in Melissa's eye. I'm sure she can't wait to sink her claws into him. I heard the pity in Kat's voice when I told her I wouldn't be able to make the Halloween dance.
Just come on your own, she told me,
assuming I wasn't coming because I didn't have a date. Please. Skipping an event because of datelessness? That's so last year. All my friends are planning on going stag. But not me. I have enough Halloween stress, thank you very much. And anyway, the gym is barely 50 feet, and Raff will definitely be there since his brother's girlfriend is planning it.
Rachel, you have to focus,
Matilda yells, snapping me back to the dance.
1, 2, 3, your turn is coming up.
Isn't there a potion we can take to learn this? I whisper to Adam. My feet are starting to hurt.
Yeah,
he says, smiling and tightening his arms around my waist.
But isn't this better than a potion?
Huh. He's enjoying himself. He really does think this is fun. And I wish I were at home watching TV. When I was with Raff, I would enjoy anything we did together. Fashion show rehearsals,
poster hanging, anything. If only I were here with Raff.
No, no, no. I squeeze my eyes shut and try to make thoughts of him disappear.
6, 7, right. Turn, Rachel, turn. No, 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 turn.
I keep my eyes closed and turn. I had to break up with Raff. I just had to. What else was I supposed to do?
No, 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 Rachel, you turned the wrong way.
Again, she grumbles. The wrong way, maybe, but the right decision, definitely. That Friday, along with 500 of his closest friends, I watch Adam perform his sim. Yep, 500 witches on the Golden Gate Bridge. It's Witchapalooza. Unlike Michael, Adam aces it in one shot. No repeats necessary. No uncomfy audience squirming. All his pillars are unblocked and working just perfectly. Unfortunately, as his date, I'm forced to sit with his family during the ceremony.
You and my nephew make the cutest couple, his aunt whispers to me, giving me a major case of the squirmies.
The words, "We're not a couple," want to pop out, but I give them a solid swallow and smile politely instead. I mean, she's not wrong. We do make a pretty cute couple. And I should be dating a warlock eventually anyway, right? After the ceremony, a tall woman named Jenny, sim planner to the best witch families, according to Glamour Triplet, ushers us to a slide that takes us under the bridge. They've frozen the bay, so it looks and feels like we're walking on water. They also placed an avoiding spell on the entire area, so passers-by and tourists are rerouted. Before I sit down, it's time for the first dance. Adam takes my hand. I take a deep breath. I can do this. It's just one song. The music starts, and I get the moves. Most of them, right. And the gazillion guests applaud.
Are you having fun?
He asks me. Definitely, I say. And I mean it. Kind of. What's not to like? It's Friday night. We're dancing under the stars. The lights of San Francisco are sparkling in the distance. My friends are here. The waiters are passing along mini egg rolls. Life is good, isn't it? When the song finishes, Miri, Corey, Viv, Karen, Michael, Fitch, the triplets, and even Wendy join us on the dance floor. I kick off my shoes and let the music take over. When you dance, you don't have to think. At least I don't. Which might partly be why I'm not the world's best dancer. But whatever.
You okay?
Miri asks me a few songs later.
Fine. Great.
Why?
You seem possessed.
I flick her on the arm.
Thanks.
It's not like I'm already self-conscious enough about my dancing.
I don't mean it like that.
I'm fine. It's all good.
The music is thumping, and we're dancing, and I'm having a ball. I am. This is my world. The witch world. When another slow song comes on, Adam beelines for me. He takes my hand and pulls me into him.
I really like you,
he murmurs in my ear. Oh, yeah, I like you too, I say. I do like him. I do. Adam and I make sense. He smiles and closes his eyes. I sway back and forth and watch the city lights flicker like candles, making me homesick for New York. After the party, we land with a thud in the bathroom. My ears are ringing and my feet are hurting, but it was a good night. It was.
You seem weird. Are you upset about Raff?
Miri asks me.
Yes! Stop bugging me! I had a great time!
She shakes her head.
Mom, we're home.
Mary, shush. It's 4 in the morning here.
She covers her mouth with her hand.
Whoops, I forgot. Then why are all the lights on?
Girls, my mom says, can you come into the living room, please? You have a visitor.
We slowly make our way into the other room. On the couch beside our mother is our dad.